This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Gotta say, it is a strange news day. You're going to want to record this show. We record the show, but you're going to want to go back and look at this one or listen to this one at some point and probably share some of what you hear today, because I'm telling you, this is one of the strangest news days in a long time for me. And if you do want to look at the show, listen to the show. Why do I keep saying look at the show? Like, we got video. We should have video, because I'm kind of cute. But anyway, KJRadio.com is where you can find the show podcast down the road if you want to look at it later. Hurricane Irma, obviously. Well, tropical storm now, breaking up, still pounding the Florida coast to some degree. And, of course, it isn't, I mean, yes, certainly the powerful winds at 185 mile an hour, bending things over, toppling trees and cars and all that. But then you got the flooding, right? And then there's the remnants. It's that when it sits and hangs over you, and that's the problem. So what, almost a dozen deaths or whatever, and that's with a huge evacuation. And now the real job begins. Now people have to recover. They have to come back. And I always think of this when I think of hurricanes or any type of natural disaster. I think to myself, what would you take? You know, a storm is looming, coming down the pike at you. You know, what do you take? What do you take? Do you take your pictures, your mementos, whatever? I don't know. Is everything you have now of this importance in the cloud? You know, the special, because it could be. You could have all your documents photo documented and stuck up in the cloud somewhere. Or, you take your collection of DVDs and if you got your gold and silver in a safe deposit box, you could do that. I mean, I don't know. But what would you take? Because you got a pretty, with a hurricane, you have quite a bit of time to think about it. I mean, in the scheme of things. If I lived in Florida, I would have a bug out trunk. It had everything we wanted in it, because this is stuff you can't get back. I mean, the reason why I bring this up, I have four sons, and we've kept all these little mementos and things from these boys that I'm going, we couldn't take these stuffed animals and some of these other things that you would want to take that are mementos of their lives. Maybe you get all that stuff, and then when you live in Florida, you got to have a big UPS that's up in the, against the weather. I don't know. Maybe it's a sign for me I got too much junk laying around the house. But what do you take? I think of life as that, right? What are you taking from life? If today you have to cash it in, what is left? What do you want to be remembered by? Isn't that sort of what we think about when we're thinking about keepsakes and tragedies? When people go back to tornado ripped houses and stuff, you watch them sifting through junk and they're looking for these little items. They find a picture of their grandmother or something and they just break into tears. Isn't that kind of what life's about? Let me ask you this question. What do you think leftists are going to take from their miserable lives? Seriously. What mementos are they taking? What's the focus? I bet you there's a correlation between conservatism and leftism based on just what would you take from your house? What has significance to you? Is it your gold and silver? Which, again, if you're conservative, you've probably got that in a safe deposit box or something else. But what would you, how do you determine what your life is about in split seconds? I think of it in tornadoes and mudslides and things like that. Do you even bother? Netanyahu says, why do people take so many pictures? He goes, live your life. There's something to be said about that. I know this. I have had a rich life. And people go, Kevin, I had a girl ask me, Kevin, when you were in Thailand, where'd you go scuba diving? I don't even remember. I don't know the name. I may remember the city. you know, but I don't remember stuff. And then I look back on it, I go, God, why don't I do that? Why do I not take my camera and document everything and then make journals and all that? And I think, well, you are a little bit busy living it. But I envy the people when I go and I see their scrapbooks and mementos and these people that are so artistic in how they do this stuff and document everything. I was in Paris, hung out with one of my sons and his fiance, and I couldn't tell you. We took some video, a few pictures, and I couldn't tell you much about it. Honest to goodness, it was such a non-issue for me. And admittedly, you know, it just didn't have the appeal it had years ago. But there's a part of me that says, why don't I do this? And I don't know if you guys feel the same way. And I don't think it's casting aspersions on anybody in particular. But why? What is it? Anyway, I know I'm getting off. That's not what I wanted to talk about. My producers are like, speed it up. Speed up what? This is life. This is me talking about life. I'm exploring my inner self with my audience. But I think about this. You know, you think about a legacy. When I was younger, I wanted to leave a legacy. You know what? Honestly, I don't really care. I believe that you live your life and people are going to make the assessments of your life the way they think it. There are people on the left who are going to think I'm the scourge of the earth. I got some dude that every time he claims he wants to beat me up, I tell him, well, then I'll be over here. And he doesn't do it. And he's stalking me all the time. And, you know, I think he's obsessed, and I think to myself, I'm never going to change his mind about what he thinks about me, other than if he were to ever meet up with me, I'd lay him out. But outside of that, I'm not going to change his mind about how he views me. Well, actually, laying his butt out might change his mind, so I stand corrected of myself. But most of the people that have listened to me, they're dyed-in-the-wool leftists. They don't care. And, you know, but here's what I can tell you. I am proud of the minds I've changed on the right. I think a lot of people go, Kevin, I have become more fearless. I have become more this or that. And I think that's fantastic. So maybe it is working. But here's the point. I don't mean to sound cruel in this, but I don't really care. These are the opinions of a guy who I believe is giving you the best of himself. And I get up and I try to do that every single day when I'm talking on the radio. So congratulations if you get something out of it, because you know what? That's what I believe our roles are in life, is to bring out the best in each other. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about, folks, besides all this. Hillary Clinton is still pounding the left. She's Hurricane Hillary. They want to get away from her. Steve Bannon, ruffling feathers. Is college rape a crisis? Betsy DeVos chimes in.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, they couldn't just walk across the border. We led Dixie as they did, violating our Constitution, raping our Constitution, and in many cases, raping our people.
That is a lady named Melissa A. She's a California resident. She's tired of illegal immigrations. Illegal immigrations, period, plural. No, she's tired of illegals coming into California, being ushered in by bureaucrats, and she's saying it's impacting the black community. It's racially motivated. Anyway, she goes on to say this.
The black community is most adversely affected by illegal alien activity. Because when these people, and I don't care if they're Swedish, Mexican, Nigerian, Nicaraguan, Arab, I don't care. When you come here illegally, they don't get trucked into Brentwood. They don't get trucked into Beverly Hills. Hell, they only get trucked into the fairly modest upper class suburb where I live. They get trucked into what? Here in California, in SoCal, they get trucked into the streets of Crenshaw, the jungles, East LA. A lot of black people don't have the privilege that I have. A lot of black people are suffering academically. Thus, they suffer economically. Thus, they suffer in immense, abject poverty and crime. Their schools are beyond a disgrace already. They are highly more likely to drop out. And when
it's not fair, Melissa. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I'm telling you, I play, but there are so many black women out there who feel like her. And our job is to tap into that. Our job is to remind them that all this energy that the Democrats spend on nonsense that does not even involve citizens is energy that could be spent on making this country greater and on our kids, I'm talking about kids in general, but black kids in specific, kids without fathers, kids being raised in latchkey households where their moms are having to work one or two, you know, more than one job just to make ends meet. And these kids feel obligated, so they go get into trouble. And when they don't feel obligated, they go get into trouble because they feel entitled. Kids raised without fathers are 5 times more likely to be poor, 9 times more likely to drop out, 20 times more likely to end up in jail. That's what Barack Obama used as a statistic, quoting in front of black folks. Yet, after saying something like that, Democrats will tell you there's a thing called toxic masculinity. Now, you explain to me how I can have toxic masculinity, but when there's a father in the home, these kids graduate, they become good, solid citizens. I'm telling you, I believe there's a feminine toxic femininity. I know I'll get it out in a minute. Because these toxic feminists don't want men in the house, and that's what creates all the problems of society, because boys, by the way, and girls need role models that are males. They need good, solid, strong male role models. And you know what the left are doing? They are getting rid of them. They are emasculating the population for a reason. I don't know what the reason is. The only thing I can tell you is anybody that would dare separate gender roles and pit one over the other is a mean-spirited, evil person. I would never say to a child with two parents, oh, well, don't pay attention to your mom because women are evil. Sorry if I scared some of you because I sounded a little bit like Lecter. But you know what I'm saying? Why would you do that? We need both gender roles. There is a reason for it. It is ordained by nature. Oh, there they go, talking about nature. You know, nature where, you know, people procreate and this, that, then the LGBT community. Well, you know, everybody doesn't have to be male or female. Different people adapt different roles. Look, I don't care what you want to say about all the jellyfish and seahorses and whatever else. I'm telling you, human beings need role models. They need to understand what it is to be a man. They need to understand what it means to be a woman. You're born into two parents. One is a male, one is a woman. I don't care if you've been artificially inseminated or whatever. You were born as a male by the union of a male and female organs, okay? Sperm and egg. Yeah. And when that occurs, it gives you two sets of DNA. One maps to a male, one maps to a female. And one says, wow, that's my mom. And you have a certain feeling or sensation about it. The other one goes, wow, that's my dad. And you have a feeling or a certain sensation about it. And if you're a well-adjusted kid, you understand I'm a male, but I do understand females because I have my female role model, which is my mother. If you're a female, you go, I certainly understand being a female because I have this great, you know, example in my mother. But I know what it's like to want a man and to understand a good man because I have a good father. And as long if you have both of those things that are good, you have an overwhelming advantage over everybody in the world who doesn't have it. Coming from a household where my mother died, my father was in prison, I got really lucky because I got into a household with my grandparents where they had a pretty doggone good relationship. My grandfather I wouldn't call him a strong man, but he certainly wasn't a weak man. And my grandmother was a strong woman. And she showed me how to be strong. My grandfather bolstered it a bit, but my grandmother is the one who told me how to be strong. And that you could endure a strong woman, that a strong woman can still be, you know, a representative of womanhood. So I learned, you know, from pretty good examples. And luckily for me, it made me somewhat well-adjusted. I still had issues because I lost my mom, obviously. But at least I had that basis Because without that, I'm telling you, I would have been just, oh, woo. I wouldn't be talking to you right now. Not from here. I'd be talking to you during visitation hours. Because, yeah, I can't imagine my life without having that. I can't imagine my life without having my brother right there with me, not separated when my mother died. So, yeah, kids raised without fathers, likely to be poor, likely to drop out, likely to end up in jail. I mean, exponentially. So, what are you talking about, toxic masculinity? This is ridiculous, but it's one of the things that we're discussing. And for the record, I want to do a seminar that talks about toxic femininity. I want to talk about the nonsense of white privilege. I want to undo all this nonsense that they're talking about. They have seminars like this year after year, and we do nothing except take it. Are you done with that? Men, you're not toxic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is trashing the latest spending plan put forth by Democrats.
It's a wild spending, taxing spree, completely inappropriate for the country.
The measure agreed to by Democrats this week is worth $3.5 trillion. The Kentucky Republican saying the country is already dealing with the effects of inflation, and he pledged there won't be any Republican support for the measure. President Biden says monthly payments under the expanded child tax credit will start going out today.
It's historic, and it's our effort to make another giant step toward ending child poverty in America.
Funding for the payments was included in COVID-19 legislation that Congress passed back in March. Roughly 39 million households will get the credit automatically on the 15th of every month through the end of the year. USA Radio News. Special Operations Forces are ready to begin clinical trials on a pill that may inhibit or reduce some of the effects of aging and injury.
It's all part of the military's effort for improved human performance that will delay aging, while it also prevents onset to injury. Navy Commander Tim Hawkins tells us the pill could enhance mission readiness.
Essentially, we're working with leading industry partners and clinical research institutions to develop a nutraceutical in the form of a pill that is suitable for a variety of uses by both civilians and military members.
This anti-aging pill could one day improve performance characteristics that typically decline as we grow older. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Trump is meeting with California Congressman and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Thursday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I get your letters, I get your emails, I get your phone calls, and I always ask myself, well, not always, but most of the time after I get the message, I say, what in the heck is wrong with conservative white people, and when will you stop apologizing? I talked about this the other day. Do you feel good hiding your feelings, your opinions, hiding your genuine self? Because that's not good, right? The most self-actualized people are the people who represent themselves publicly in the same as they are privately. Those are the people that are the closest to self-actualization in the world. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Melissa doesn't like when I speechify to you. We've had this discussion a few times, but every now and then I got to give you a bit of tough love. I feel like I am part yogi, I am part psychologist, I am part motivational speaker, I am part pastor, part counselor, whatever you need, part friend, confidant, whatever. But I feel like we have to have these discussions. We're at a point in America where you're not quite sure who you are anymore. So let me be very clear to you conservatives. Leftists, particularly white leftists, represent the biggest existential threat to mankind. Those white folks are vile human beings, spawn of the devil himself. They hide behind their want to do good as they leave a vapor trail of destruction in their jet blast. Do you get it? When a white leftist finishes with whatever it's working on, it devours it and not even bones or hair remains. They are the hyenas in human form. And if you don't believe me, look at what they've done to black folks. You're witnessing it. You're watching the scavengers go at a race of people who are tired of being marginalized, who are tired of being picked on. The black community has been targeted. They've been pulled out of America, pulled out of human form to say, we're going to go and, as the leftists would say, help, and I use my finger quotes, these people. See, let me explain something to you. The pre-white leftists enabled black person was a hardy American. Self-sufficient, a magnificent moral core, God-fearing, family-oriented, more dependable than the sun rising in the east and setting in the west. I tell people this all the time. A black woman was a white woman's most, that was her best friend. That was her confidant. That's what she told that woman. That black woman was the person the white woman told all her deepest, darkest, dirtiest deeds and secrets. She wouldn't even tell her girlfriends this. And the black man was the right-hand man to the white guy, who he may have worked for or whatever, but he was the right-hand man. He was the most dependable dude in that white man's life. Even including the white dude's wife. But somewhere along the line, folks, white leftist enablers got a hold of black folks and corrupted a few of them. And they have turned them into the most sorry, whiny losers of today. Even when black leftists reach the pinnacle of success, they whine like pansies.
They want their Oscars. Or I want a black general manager or coach. Or they want their reparations. Others pretend to care about the common man. Oh, these poor black men out here getting beat up by cops, man. I just feel bad. As they get into their Lamborghinis, speed back past four cops that pull them over and want their autographs. I'm just telling you, it is the biggest deception on the planet, and it is being fueled by white leftists. Yeah, so as I said in a previous broadcast, and I'm telling you again today because I did the old stop apologizing segment yesterday, but let's just continue it because, you know, we've talked about everybody wanting to protest, and there's always some angst in America. Somebody's being oppressed that we've got to stay on this. We got to drone on. Back in the day when we sang songs, "We Shall Overcome," well, we did it. And you're still apologizing. You're still apologizing for being part of the success of the greatest country in the world. In the greatest country in America. I almost said that. I didn't say it. Greatest country in the world. You're apologizing. Yeah. You got these silly Negroes out there, well trained by these white leftists who pretend, "I don't see color." Biggest lie in politics. "I don't see color." Let me tell you something, white people. I love you to death, but I see your color. But does it matter? Absolutely not. You know what I see? I mean, I'm not going to get crude here, but let's face it, guys. If the first thing you see I'm just going to use a beautiful woman as her color. Wow, good for you. I mean, I can appreciate a nice tan, but I can appreciate an untanned body. I can appreciate women of all colors. There's much more I'm going to notice on a woman, but besides that, if you're an athlete, I'm not going to go, "Ooh, look at that white boy athlete." If I see, man, that dude is built. You know, he's look at him lift that weight. I'm looking at the lifting of the weight. I'm not going, "Look at that white guy lifting the weight." I'm like, "Wow, that is a lot of weight." Unbelievable what we are focused on. Oh, but I don't see color. If you don't see color, then why does the LGBT use the rainbow to represent their flag? To say you don't see color is to say, "I don't appreciate art." Or, "I don't appreciate clothing, couture." Right? "I don't appreciate that red Lamborghini," or whatever. You do appreciate it. You understand it. And it's insignificant. You go shopping and you say, "I need to go get a gray suit. I want to get a black suit. I'm going to go get me a blue suit. I love this dress. The colors are so vibrant." We are trained to notice color. And we're trained to notice it in all its obscurity. We don't care. I mean, when you go look for brown shoes, it isn't because you're racist against black shoes or you're racist against blue shoes. You're matching an outfit. But boy, we overlook it because we've been trained. "I don't look at color." I've heard conservatives, "I don't look at color. I know a redhead when I see one. I know the difference between a blonde and a brunette. I know the difference between blue eyes and brown eyes." There's nothing wrong with seeing color. White conservatives, let me just explain it to you because you're having trouble here. I know you see color, but you have the ability to see beyond color. You see character. No pretense in not recognizing a person's blackness. I have this friend who happens to be black, who happens to be white, who happens to be Hispanic or whatever. We see color for what it is, a descriptor of the person's human form. And I've said this before, I've said it 1,000 times. If we were all the same identical color, I guarantee you leftists would figure out a way to separate us. "You do notice his eyes are, there's a certain class of them, the eyes are just a little bit wider than the others."
Why is it that we choose that obscure thing to say this is what's going to galvanize us one way or the other? And when we talk about the evolution of a country, why haven't we evolved to the point where we go, that's nonsense? We know it is. We conservatives do. White leftist virtue signal as they proclaim things like Black Lives Matter. And white conservatives rightly fire back All Lives Matter. Because no life is any better than any other, regardless of color. So to say Black Lives Matter is unbelievably racist. Yet white leftists embrace this racism in hopes that they appear more woke than their counterparts. They feed the racism of black leftists, then they return to their sanctuaries away from the very people they proclaim to help. They don't live in these neighborhoods. White leftists scream, disband the police or get rid of ICE, knowing that these law enforcement agencies are sorely needed, particularly in black communities. White leftists ignore the facts regarding blacks killed by police in America. They dismiss any statistics counter to their narrative, and they are so demented they encourage black leftists to demonize anyone who dare bring up black-on-black crime in the discussion of Black Lives Matter, and we let them. You don't have anything to apologize for. These racists are the ones who need to apologize.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The next hour, I'm going to be talking about General Mathis. Mattis, Mad Dog. And I'm just setting you up for it because there's a ton to talk about. There was a woman, and maybe we'll cover this in the final segment or something, but it was a woman who was mad she couldn't loot. I don't know if you guys saw that. The amount of crazy that is circulating out there. Wait, do you want to play that? Yeah, let's do that because it goes in the line with me preaching to you guys today to stop apologizing. But anyway, let's play this. Here's a woman. I cannot tell you how many beep, beep, beeps you're going to hear through this because this lady's stone crazy. But this is a black chick in Chicago who is mad that some Middle Eastern guys are actually protecting their store. They're in a little strip mall, a little strip shopping area, and they're actually kind of standalone stores, maybe two or three. But there's a beauty supply place, and there's a Boost Mobile store. And she's driving by there because she wants to loot it. And she's upset that they're standing out there with weapons in order to prevent her and other blacks from looting it. And so here's the clip.
He ain't even a legal citizen. This where we at, right here. I'm by myself, a whole black woman by myself. And they ready to kill me. Yup. Let me get off from over here. My cousin is a homicide detective, Nataki Rose. Yup. A homicide detective. I'm sending my cousin, the homicide. This is what they doing on 73rd and Sony Alley, right across the street from Farrakhan. This is what the minister is talking about. Don't trust these people that say they from Morocco, fake Ramadan. Yeah, and they ready to kill black people over this cheap they got from China. Yeah, they ready to kill somebody. And this month, and they got a black man out here with these guns, ready to kill us. And said, don't break in their store, but they on our turf. And this is some motherfucking cheap China beauty supply, fake motherfucking Boost Mobile, fake. And this is how they protected their. They ready to kill me. And they, this motherfucker standing on the roof with a whole motherfucking AK-47. And the other motherfuckers over there. And I know, Illinois, you don't have a license to conceal and carry. You don't. You don't have a license to conceal and carry. This is not Detroit. This is not a right to bear arms. These people got the black men out here ready to kill more black people if we decide to loot their store. They ready to kill us. But we gonna come back. And you gotta have that gun all motherfucking day. Because you don't even know who I am. Allah gonna burn this place, Allah. Burn them down, Allah. Burn them down during Ramadan. Look how they protected this material stuff, Allah. Burn them. Burn them. Burn them, Allah. Burn them, Allah.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. So, when you listen to a clip like that, do you get upset? Do you think to yourself, holy crap, how many things did this chick say that you go, really? I mean, how much does she know about the Second Amendment and the Constitution and conceal and carry? I mean, this is the level of ignorance that's just floating around out there. And I would love to tell you that she's an anomaly. But I'm telling you, there is much that's normal in the sadly in the black community about this woman. This is a woman that really doesn't understand why y'all protecting this junk that's made from China. It's just made in China. Is that worth my life? I mean, I want you to just try to put yourself into the head, the logic behind somebody saying, why won't you let me loot your store? Look at you with your, you know, sanctimonious but protecting merchandise over me. You hear people over property. I talked about this the other day. People over property. That's what their new slogan is. Oh, you want to protect people over property. Because the property, there's nothing involved in the property. So what, you bought a home in a neighborhood. You put your furnishings in it. You put your own personal life in that dwelling, right? You've got your pictures of your kids, your grandkids. You've got little artifacts of where you visited and things like this, things you've collected over the years. That is your little piece of the world. And what a person says to you is, I don't respect that. It's just property. If I want to come in and take your TV or take your stereo or whatever, who are you to stop me? Because it's just property. Property over people. You can't want to do... Right? I'm just putting you in the head of somebody. I would never in my life think I should go into somebody's house, steal their stuff, and think, look, it's property over people. They should not want to harm me because it's only stuff. You know what's funny? When people talk about things, it makes me think of Pulp Fiction and the guy who had his dad's watch. You remember Bruce Willis played the guy that had his dad. He coveted his dad's watch. That watch was worthless to anybody else. If you found it on the street, you'd throw it away. But it was precious to him. Because his dad had keistered it, getting it out of Vietnam. I don't remember the details of it. It's been too long since I've seen the movie. You have anything like that? Something that has no value to anybody else, but it has immense value to you. That's your property. Because that property does have meaning. It's not just people over property. It's all the stuff behind it, all the symbolism behind everything. And the symbolism around your home is that is where you built your life. The symbolism behind your company is that is where you built your life. And that is where other people are building their lives. You ever gone to companies and they got all these awards deals and they're clapping because old George got his award and this guy's been there 10 years or 15 years or 20 years and they're giving out pins and bonuses and things like that. Hey, let's just burn that down because George Floyd got killed by a white cop. Probably they had a personal beef with one another. Let's just destroy everything. And let's change. I mean, I'm going to talk more about this, but now we're going to redefine racism and we're going to redefine. Everybody's got to get re-woke. I spoke earlier about the difference between us and them, the people that want to disband the police and get rid of ICE, knowing how important these law enforcement agencies are to the black community. And we can't have a discussion around Black Lives Matter and statistics. Let me tell you something. Here's a little fun fact for you. Chicago has spent I can't remember the number, but it's multiple millions of dollars in settlements for police since 2004. I want to say it's $663 million in settlements. And I looked it up and I wanted to find out what's the restitution. That's when the cops do something wrong, okay? What's the restitution when a criminal does something wrong? There is a thing called restitution. In Africa, they do it. They call it blood money. Because if you harm another family or whatever, they want blood. And the only way that you don't, that there's not retaliation is you pay them off. And so we have a system of that. It's called restitution. Do you know in the state of Illinois, you can get up to $27,000 for harm done to you? So if somebody kills a family member, or rapes your daughter or whatever, and they're found guilty, they can theoretically have to pay restitution. And I looked at how much restitution gets paid out in the state of Illinois. It's $5 million a year. That's a good year. $5 million. Now, there were 543 murders in Chicago in 2015. In 2017, they paid out $5 million in restitution. I want you to just think, just murders. That wasn't the number of people that got shot, because there were over 2,000 people that got shot. They deserve restitution. That doesn't include rape. It doesn't include robbery. You get what I'm saying? And less than $5 million is paid out in restitution. Here's a fun little fact for you. In 2015 alone, Chicago spent $163 million in hospitalization related to crime. Yeah. All these policies, nothing, I mean, blank checks that we have to essentially give to these cities, and they want you to feel guilty? White leftists control every city, major city in this country. They destroy them. You build neighborhoods and enclaves that blacks want to move to, and you're apologizing. Stop it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.